Blog Talk Radio.
5 years I was stranded on an island with only one goal. Survive.
Oliver Queen is alive.
Now I will fulfill my father's dying wish to use the list of names you left me and bring down those who are poisoning my city. To do this, I must become someone else. I must become something else.
Hello, and welcome back to Arrow Talk, where we discuss our favorite show on the CW, Arrow. And tonight's episode is titled Vendetta. Yes, Vendetta. We're talking about that old episode you might have seen back in December. We're playing catch-up for the new premiere of the first season, Midway, as they like to say in the showbiz, after the break, after the winter break. We're almost at one more episode as tomorrow. It's titled Year's End, and then Wednesday we'll be back on track every week on Arrow. So please join us. You can download our podcast at iTunes. Just do a search, Arrow Talk, all one word. We are also on Twitter, all one word, Arrow Talk, and also on Facebook. So go to facebook.com/Arrow Talk, where we'll be posting the up-to-date podcast on there as well, and any Arrow news that you might find interesting. So here we go. Let's see, we have a call on the phone. It's area code 951. Let me take a guess. Regina.
Yes.
Yes. I should just call you my co-host. My co-host Regina is back with us. Everybody say hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
So Regina, tonight we'll be talking about Vendetta, and I heard you had a little recap of yourself.
Yes, I watched it before this. So.
All right. Well, this was not that long ago. This was originally aired on December the 5th, 2012. So hopefully if you're listening to the podcast, it definitely you might remember some of the stuff that we are going to talk about. Here's a quick synopsis of the episode. Oliver Queen attempts to train Helena Bertinelli in the hopes that she will join him in his fight for justice. Meanwhile, Walter Steele delves deeper into the white secret. Dun, 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 dun. So that's a little quick recap. All right, we're done. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow. I'm kidding. All right, so Vendetta, yes. Regina, since you've seen it, what now, twice now? Or more than
yes,
or three
twice.
And a half? Two and a half? Oh, okay, twice. What do you recall of your favorite scenes in this episode, Vendetta?
Probably when he was trying to train her. I thought that was kind of neat.
That was really cool, yeah. Especially what she was wearing. No, she's definitely going to be a great asset. I don't know what happens tomorrow when we watch Year's End, but I'm hoping she might later become regular, as they like to say in the business, a regular, so... Hopefully they don't kill her off tomorrow. Don't say anything, Regina.
I won't.
I'm still crossing my fingers. All right. But our favorite, I think we have a favorite now in common, Felicity. She's cracking them codes, you know. She's a smart, really smart woman. I think she would kick Chloe's butt. What do you think?
No.
No. Chloe's
no.
From Smallville. No. You don't think
so? No. Nobody
can course,
do that.
Uh-oh. Okay, we have favorites now. It looks like Felicity is played by Emily Bette Ricard, so definitely check her out. She's done a lot of stuff besides television. She's done a lot of little short films here and there. But Mr. Oliver Queen, played by Stephen Amell, definitely still impressing me every single time. Especially, Regina, do you remember in this episode, right before they go to the Arrow logo, he's doing that exercise where he's climbing the pole
mm-hmm.
just with his weight of his body?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just impressive. When did you see Justin Hartley do that?
Never.
Never.
But I wonder if he actually did that or if that's somehow movie magic.
Movie
you know?
Magic. I'm going to say, I'm going to take a stretch. I'm going to say it's him. It's all him trying to impress the stunt people, trying to impress the crew. You know, I'm sure he's putting a lot of heart and work into, you know, becoming this iconic superhero. So who knows? Maybe you're right. Maybe there's strings right behind him that they blur out.
Yeah, he's pulling him up.
Yeah, yeah. And here I am. I'm like, wow, he's really good. He's all fake. All right, so John Diggle, he's definitely not liking that Oliver Stone has brought in a third person in the help crusade for justice. Now, why don't you, let's call him Dig, because I guess he calls himself Dig now, as of this episode. So if we refer to Dig, you know, hopefully you'll know if you're watching the show as John Diggle. He's the African-American confidant with Oliver Queen. So Dig, he is not too happy. I mean, would you, Regina, if you were in Dig's position, the more people, the better, or the more people, the more the secret could get out?
I think he doesn't mind, but he just doesn't trust her. That's what I got out of it.
Right, because she's also coming from a mob family as well. So why would we trust in this offspring of a mobster? Hello?
Yep.
Okay. All right, so then Helena, of course, she wants to take matters into her own hands. But Mr. Oliver Queen is helping out by letting her know that sometimes you don't have to kill everybody you meet when you're in your mode of not a heroism, but is a vigilante, or what's the other word that they use a lot? Help me here, Regina. Come on.
I think it is vigilante. That's what they call him anyway.
Yeah. So I guess he's trying to show her the goods, and you know, and what not to do, and you know, like, when they were doing that drug bust, and he said, see, you didn't have to kill or shoot anybody. Now, right away, I recall Dig telling Oliver that, where, you know, he wants to, of course, go after all the mobsters, kill him as he's, you know, going down his little list of names that his father left him, but now that he's kind of understanding, like, hey, if we're going to fight crime, let's not just kill the bad guys. Let's take them to jail. Let's get them, you know, their right day in court. So I thought that was kind of a good growing improvement for Oliver. It's not like a – because at first Oliver was kind of like are you aware of the character The Punisher, Regina?
Yeah.
Well,
I heard of him, yeah.
Yeah, he calls himself the Punisher because he takes his own matters in his own hands. Okay, he's the law. So it's kind of like, wow, if the Punisher is looking at you and he's after you, you could pretty much bet you're going to die. So it's definitely a great transition from that. And I know that there are two different companies, Marvel and DC. So people are going to be like, why are you comparing the two? All right, so Walter Steele, he's the stepfather of Oliver Queen, and he's just finding a lot more secrets. I mean, what do you think is going through his head, Regina, as Felicity continues to bring more information that kind of makes his wife this mysterious person that's always hiding stuff?
Well, I mean, he told her to look for stuff, and then she comes with proof, and he fires her. I'm like, really?
Yeah, he kind of threatens her. He says, you know, digging deeper. But then later on, he calls her back, and he's like, okay, go in deeper. And you're like, what's going on here? You just told her not that you would fire her. Or no, have her suspended.
Yeah.
So, poor Felicity, she's like, okay, I'm giving you the goods, but you don't want to hear it. And then when you do hear it, you want to get rid of me. So what is Felicity to do? But, of course, she definitely comes through at the very end, and we'll mention that a little bit later. But Bertinelli's estate, he's definitely shocked, and he's in bad grief that his killer, Nick's killer, which was, I guess, his best friend / bodyguard. In the previous episode, you know, he's really distraught that, you know, they went after him that close, you know, especially someone that close to him. And we go to the scene where Oliver is at the house. And, of course, Bertinelli, he thinks that he's there to meet with him, but he's like, I'm not here for you. I'm here for Helena. So I thought it was kind of like young setting where finally we get to see Oliver becoming this little playboy that, you know, we only hear from conversation from the past. And it was kind of good to see that kind of light. And Felicity's just not biting. You think, well, I know you probably saw tomorrow's episode, but do you think Helena's like giving up up front just so she won't get attached to him? Or do you think she really doesn't like him?
I think she likes him.
Yeah. And I love that crossbow that he gave her.
I know.
She couldn't handle the regular bow and arrow, but he gave her a gift with the crossbow. And I love how she has kind of like the Batman mask. I mean, the Robin mask. Where it covers her eyes.
Yeah.
Wouldn't Oliver be like, that's kind of cool. Do you have that in green? Instead of me putting makeup on? Now, are you still a fan of the makeup? Or do you think it's time for him to wear this green mask?
Oh, no. I think he looks just fine the way he is. But I like it. You know, he's starting to grow like a little beard.
Ah, I didn't even notice that.
Yeah. So I kind of like that look.
Okay, I'll look for that. Do you think they're going to keep it?
Well, I hope so.
Yeah, I don't, because I saw the trailers for Wednesday's episode, Burned, and I didn't see any facial there.
Yeah, there was a little bit on this episode.
Right.
Like, you know, under the nose, going down, and,
a little like Gary, what's his name? I forgot. Okay, so let's see. The whole episode, it's called Vendetta. So, of course, Helena is going after her own father because he had her fiancé killed. And, of course, we found out in the previous episode that Nick was the person that did the dirty deed that Helena's father set in place. And she was not too happy, so, of course, the episode was fully engulfed in vengeance and vendetta for her father. And as soon as she was able to spark the quotations, I'm putting my fingers in the air, the war between the rival thugs from the Bertinelli side and also the, what did they call the other gang?
The Asian gang?
I forgot the name that they...
I forgot.
Like the, let me see if there's anything online like that. So, not the Trinidad, but that's a whole different type of people. Let's see. Do we know the one thing? I'm a little confused, and hopefully, someone that's listening out there, does anybody know the name of the blonde gang boss leader? You know what I'm talking about, not the blonde, but the white hair lady.
China White.
Triad.
Yeah,
so the gang is the Triad Death Squad. But the lady, you were saying something, Regina, I'm sorry to cut you off. Did you say the name of the girl?
Yeah, isn't she supposed to be China White?
Oh, Jenna White. Okay.
China.
Oh, China. I'm not too familiar with her. Do you know anything about her character background?
No, I don't. I just
China
read it
White.
Somewhere. Yeah.
Yeah. So China White is played by Kelly Hu. And she's done a lot of stuff, especially comic book stuff. She's on Young Justice. If you guys watch that on Saturdays on the cartoon block. And also, she is in the video game, Young Justice Legacy. And I wonder who she plays. Let's see. Cheshire, whoever that is. I don't know who Cheshire is. Young Justice, and then let's see what else. She's also been on Vampire Diaries, another CW show, so she's been around. So she, no wonder she looks kind of familiar. She's also been on Terminator Salvation and Spider-Man, the TV show, a lot of voice work. So now it's great to see her in person. And I'm sure we haven't seen the end of her, as she only got injured in her leg. So you think they did, that on purpose so we could see her again later on?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, she plays a cool character.
Yeah, she does. She does. And let's see. This character, this episode was directed by Kenneth Fink, and he... I guess he's done a lot of, like, gun work, because he's done a lot of CSI TV shows. He's directed a lot of CSI TV shows. So I have noticed this also another episode where there's heavy gunfire and shootings. And I don't know. Every time someone dies, I'm like, whoa, someone's dead on TV. I don't know why. But when I'm switching to CW, I don't expect anyone to die. All right, so let's see. So, yeah, so we go back to Helena, vengeance on the dad, kind of a dramatic scene at the park or like of this mowy, grassy area. Pretty dramatic there, right? I didn't think she was going to really kill him. I thought she would have been like, Dad, why'd you do this? Why'd you put me in this position? Before Errol comes in, Regina, do you think she would have done it? She would have just straight up shot his dad? I mean, her dad?
Yes.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt.
Without a doubt.
Wow. Wow. Well, I guess she was really going for it, yeah. Well, she didn't get to do it because Oliver came by and saved the day, and I like how they had their own little argument, but without words. Do you like that, where they were in each other's butt? And it's kind of like, at first it's kind of cool, but if you think about it, you're like, okay, that's a guy hitting a girl. Is that cool or what? That's not cool. No. Even if it's superheroes, that's still not cool. But then we kind of know if she wins, she'll probably kill Oliver by just sheer anger. So, of course, he has to probably knock her down a thing or two. But little do we know it, Mr. Frank Brunelli, he grabs the crossbow that Helena dropped, or should we say at this point she's dressed up as the Huntress. Grabs a crossbow and attempts to shoot. Do you think he was aiming at her, or do you think he was aiming at Oliver?
I don't know.
That's a good question, because I was like, okay, was she in the way of in the line of fire, or was she the target? That's a good question. Let's go around the room. Let's go ask Regina. Go ahead.
Huh, thanks. I think she was in the way.
She was in the way, yeah. Move out of the way next time. There's a crossbow being lifted up. So it looks, so you're saying the arrow was for Oliver?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying? Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Now, that's kind of hard because he just heard his daughter saying, I'm going to kill you. So I don't know. Maybe I'm saying he was aiming for her because he really, he got her like in the mid-collarbone in that area, right? If I'm not too wrong, in the chest area, mid-collarbone. Yeah, and of course, Mr. Oliver, Mr. Errol himself, saves the day and picks her up, and he's really distraught that she has been injured, picks her up and takes her back to the lair, and she wakes up pretty pissed off that he didn't let her kill him. But here's Mr. Oliver, and I think that's where he's growing. He told her that he's in jail now for the rest of his life, and they have proof because of the laptop that was also left behind. And she was not too happy. She was like, you know, dude, you're ruining my stilo here. Now, do you think Oliver should have just let her do it since she has her own agenda, just like how he does with the mobsters? And is he kind of like, you know, he's contradicting himself. He's like, okay, you could do this, but I'm going to go do this myself. The same thing I'm telling you not to do. What do you think about that?
Yeah, he kills people, but she can't. But I think he likes her, so he doesn't want her to turn into a killer. So.
Good idea there. Yeah, because I was like, okay, this guy's really contradicting himself. He's like, okay, don't do that. I'll do this over here. But I guess he doesn't want her to go down in that wrong path, and I think that's what you mentioned there.
Yeah.
But the better things she does, I'm sure the better she'll feel about herself, and the better the public will see, you know, what happens. So I'm hoping that whole relationship blossoms, and maybe she'll be throughout the season. We don't know yet, as the season does not start until Wednesday the 16th, and we'll be doing our podcast the following day, Thursday. So if you're listening, please follow us at Twitter on Twitter Talk and at Facebook. If you do facebook.com/ArrowTalk. Also, one more, we're on iTunes. If you do a search, Arrow Talk, that's our podcast. Please subscribe it there. So we'll be talking the day after the episode.
Yay.
Because I know it's a weekday and it's kind of hard for people to talk really late at night, especially on the East Coast. It'll be like 1 o'clock by the time we talk. And I don't think anyone's going to be joining. So we'll do the same time, 8 o'clock. It looks like that's a good time for everybody. So we'll do 8 o'clock on Thursday. So we'll do this Arrow recap on Thursday nights. And also, Regina, if you're free, we could also do the Smallville talk right after.
I was afraid you're going to say you're going to do the Arrow talk on Wednesday night, because I work Wednesday nights. Thursday nights I'm off, so
yeah.
We're good.
Oh, great. All right. So that's good. So my co-host can make it. There you go. Yeah. All right. So, yeah. So this Thursday night will be a brand new podcast of the new episode titled Burned, and that'll be a lot of fun. So please, if you're listening, we need more callers. And I know it's going to take time to build an audience, but I know you guys are out there because I'm looking at all the downloads, and it's really picking up a lot. So I know people are listening. And Regina, tell people how easy it was to call into the hotline.
It's very easy. You just have to, like, get over your insecurities like I did at the beginning.
Yeah. And
when
now
you
here
started
you are,
Smallville Talk, oh, my God, it was horrible. I was, like, nervous, but you get over it.
Yeah, you can, yeah. And then you make great friends online. I mean, who doesn't like another friend that loves their favorite show? So that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
All right. So let's see. In tonight's episode, my favorite scene is, of course, we mentioned it earlier tonight, was the training of Helena and Oliver. And I thought it was kind of cool how he was touching her arm and she was kind of like looking at him, like flirting, like, I know what you're doing. You're just trying to touch me in certain ways by pretending to show me your arrow, your bow and arrow. And so it was kind of that was a good, fun scene. And of course, all the action scenes were my favorite. I mean, whoever does the stunt work, great job, guys. Seriously, it's awesome. It's breath of fresh air, especially on CW. We didn't see that much fighting on Smallville. The only times I think we saw that much fighting on Smallville were probably like the big event episodes, like the finale, the series finale, or the premiere, the very first episode for the, you know, or like, you know, like cliffhangers once in a while. But this is like almost every week we see a great action, you know, scene and fight and gunfire and death.
Mm-hmm.
And then the arrow work is just amazing. I mean, every time I hear the, I'm like, whoa, I wish I had a bow and arrow. Regina, let us know, what was your favorite scene or parts of tonight's Vendetta episode?
Like I said, when he was trying to show her how to shoot the arrow.
Yeah.
When he was trying to train her.
Yeah, we are definitely...
Yeah, and then he gives her the crossbow instead. I mean, the compound.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
so that was pretty cool.
Yeah. And for some reason, the scenes between Tommy and Laurel, I don't know. What do you think? Those were kind of like, that really didn't go anywhere in this episode.
No.
What are your thoughts?
That was kind of a stale, that was like a filler almost.
Right. It's like, okay, we get it. Tommy doesn't have money. Okay, now you have to take him to a fancy dinner where he can't get a table. Oliver shows up and he gets a table. And that whole scene where Helena realizes that Oliver dated Laurel, don't you think it's a little too overdramatic? Like, you dated her and you didn't tell me.
I know. Like, she acted like it was the
came,
biggest
I was like, you're
thing
the one,
in the world.
You're the one who offered them the table. And now you're mad?
I know. So I was like, really? So.
But, you know, sometimes girls are like that. I'm sorry to say. Sorry. But, yeah, it was a little weird how she just, like, got really angry at Oliver. And Oliver's like, what just happened here?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. So I'm sure we're going to see a lot more triad stuff. Maybe not in this next one, but I don't know. I'm just expecting something bigger because now that there's this little war started, maybe there might be some more continuation. And, of course, I'm sure we'll see more of the character China White, if not sooner or later. You know, she's definitely popping up here and there and going to, you know, villainous appearances. Now, let's see, the last of the scene, Tommy visits Oliver at the manor, and he had missed that Malcolm cut him off, which is his dad, and he was too proud to ask for help, but Oliver offers to share his trust fund with him, and Tommy would prefer an actual job, and Oliver offers him the position of general manager at the new club, and I don't know. But at the end of the scene, the Huntress appears to be leaving the town on her motorcycle. And then, let's see, Oliver muses that she will likely cross paths with Arrow again, so I'm sure she'll come by sooner or later. Please come back, Huntress. All right, so that concludes our episode. It's going to be a good one for tomorrow, and I can't wait to see the new episode. It's been kind of fun doing these marathon podcasts. I'm going to be so sad when I have to do one a week. Maybe we should do like twice a week or something.
Well, you probably have to do another show.
Yeah, why not? Let's do that. All right, Regina, give us a shout-out before we end the show.
Well, just somebody call in besides me, please.
All right, well, that's the end of our show. You're listening to Arrow Talk. We'll talk to you later. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Years I was stranded on an island with only one goal: survive.
Oliver Queen is alive.
Now I will fulfill my father's dying wish to use the list of names he left me and bring down those who are poisoning my city. To do this, I must become someone else. I must become something.